Day 12, Thursday, November 3, Genesis 13. Genesis 13 1-18 NKJV. Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold, and he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. D. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right, or, if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent, and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. Daily deep dive, verse 4. Abraham returns to the altar he had built previously, where God had appeared to him, Gen 12-7, and it says he called on the name of the Lord. This is the same three Hebrew words that we saw used in Gen 4:26 regarding Seth and other faithful individuals who would worship the one true God and be identified as his followers. Verse 7, due to the size of Abraham's and Lot's flocks/herds, strife unfolds. Strife happens. How do we handle it when it does? In Psalm 34:14, quoted in 1 Peter 3:11, it says seek peace and pursue it. Romans 12:18 says if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Philippians 2:3 says let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Matthew 5:9 says blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. In these scriptures, we are told to make, to seek, to esteem, to live in a way that peace is the outcome. We can't control all things, but as much as is within our control, this is what God expects from us. Out of blessings to Abraham and Lot, huge flocks/herds, came strife. That part wasn't their fault, but Abraham understood, what he did about it was within his control. Notice his example in what the UCG Bible reading program states about this section. The story of the separation of Lot from Abram gives us a concise and interesting picture of Abram and how he dealt with others, as well as how he trusted God. When he and Lot returned to Canaan from Egypt, both were rich and had large flocks and herds. But as pasturage and water were in short supply, with all their possessions it was inevitable that strife would result. When the trouble came, Abram took the lead in resolving the dispute. Though he could have made the decision unilaterally, being the elder, the patriarch of the clan and possibly Lot's foster father, since his real father had died years earlier, Genesis 11:28, he instead behaved himself with deference, care and entreaty. Not only was this an act of goodwill and humility, but it was also an act of faith. For Abram trusted that God would make good whatever would fall to him as a result of Lot's choice. Abram's motivation, faith and conduct are an example for all of us. And regarding Lot and the conclusion of the chapter, I again pace the UCG Bible reading program. Lots motivation, faith and conduct here are also an example for all of us. And, as the results would show, not the best example for us. Lot saw the richness of the well-watered Jordan River Valley and chose to dwell among the cities of the plain, toward Sodom, verse 12, KJV. At the time he simply made the best choice human reason would indicate. However, when we next meet Lot, he is no longer dwelling toward Sodom but actually living in it, Genesis 14:12. Later we find him even sitting in the gate participating in that evil city's government, Genesis 19:1. Though a righteous man who was severely troubled by the depravity of the people of Sodom, 2 Peter 2:7-8, he was nevertheless corrupted by it, to the point of offering his daughters to be sexually assaulted, Genesis 19:8, rather than trusting in God's protection. Although it is possible that this was a lying ploy, which still shows lack of trust in God. When we last see Lot, though delivered with his life and posterity, his life is in shambles. He has lost his possessions in Sodom's destruction. He has lost at least two married daughters who remained behind. Compare verses 12 to 15. He has lost his wife to the desire for Sodom instilled in her by living there, verse 26, and he has incestuously fathered children by both his remaining daughters, verse 30ff. The lesson is clear: seeking our own paths without God's guidance and immersing ourselves in a corrupt environment can gradually seduce us into the ways of the world and lead eventually to ruin. After Abram and Lot separated, God appeared to Abram. He told Abram to look toward the four cardinal directions, surveying the land of Canaan. All that he could see, God assured him, would be given to him and his seed forever. In addition, God expanded his promises by telling Abram he would have vast numbers of descendants. It is probably significant that this incident occurs after Abram had expressed faith in God's providence by giving Lot first choice as to where he would dwell and pasture his flocks.